under that contract for Fayetteville Public Access Television. On that side of what we do, we went, in a nutshell, from offering 12 hours of classes a month that you paid a fee to attend to free classes for residents of Fayetteville and offering 67 hours of classes a month. So we have hired a director of education. We're really focused on training more people how to use the facility and make their own television, which is very exciting. On the other side of that, we'll be opening an office outside of the public access realm and offering services at an affordable rate to people who, say, nonprofits or other organizations who can use media as a real outlet to tell their story to the community, to do the outreach that they want to do. We're going to be launching the summer kids camps through our new office. We want to create a whole new generation of young people who are using media as a tool to express themselves and have access to it. That's the beautiful part of this, that everyone can have access to it.
It sounds as if you're expanding beyond the screen of the television, beyond the parameters of just that unit that's in my living room.
Exactly. I think Catherine really speaks, of course, you know, teaching the journalism department, you have your finger on the pulse of how so much has changed in media since your time with public access,
right,
and how we can then expand beyond what we've always done, beyond the television, to make media even more accessible.
And, of course, the younger people are in some ways ahead of us. They have posted to YouTube, and they have posted videos to their Facebook pages or photos or whatever. And so that's one of the reasons that it's important now to take the TV out of public access. We'll still be doing TV, certainly, but there are so many more ways to express yourself and so many more markets. Maybe I shouldn't use markets because it's not necessarily a commercial thing, but you can show the world on YouTube. You can show the world on Facebook and Vimeo, and they're just this probably millions of places that people can see what you want to say. Whether you just point the camera at yourself and say it, or whether you actually learn how to put together something that's compelling. And that's one of the reasons. We looked at this about a year and a half ago. A local newspaper reporter asked me, why is community access television still around? Who needs community access television? Well, the word community is what's important there. Is that, sure, you can go off and do this by yourself, but there are some productions and things that you might aspire to that you can't do by yourself. You need some help. And that's where you can not only get help to learn to do things better, you can also use equipment you may not have. And mostly, you can meet people who have the same dream and who can help you make a really nice production, even to put on YouTube.
In the 27th. There's an event on the 27th.
Yes, we're going to have an event that it's kind of the perfect storm, but in a good way. Nikita Reed, who recently got her master's degree at the journalism department at the University of Arkansas. A lot of the documentary students there, and we have one of our largest graduate groups is of documentary students, and she decided that she wanted to do her film on public access television in Fayetteville. And so she interviewed me, she interviewed Richard Drake, she interviewed a lot of people who have had a long time in public access television in Fayetteville. You got a lot of old footage from the Fayetteville Open Channel days. That's where I was manager, and old photos and just she really did a wonderful job. So her thesis film is going to premiere on Thursday, January 27th, winter weather permitting, I guess, at the Cosmopolitan Hotel at 7:00. And then we're going to try to raise some money, do a silent auction. But what's really important, I think one of the most important components of the night, is that we're going to reinvigorate our membership. We used to have a membership back at Fayetteville Open Channel, and it was a vital part of Fayetteville Open Channel. When we changed over to Access for Fayetteville and CAT, we changed the kind of membership we had, and it wasn't so important anymore. Well, we're going to make it important again.
And finally, there's a web presence for Access Television as well.
There is, catfayetteville.org. But one of the things I don't think we mentioned is we will be announcing a new name at the event on the 27th.
Oh.
So with that will come a new website, which you'll have to come to the event on the 27th because we don't want to give away the name yet.